President Obama wants to spend his last 18 months in office turning government technology on its head. He says government's procurement system is broken, but he believes organizations like the U.S. Digital Service can change the way people develop and buy and use new technology. Tom Shoups, editor-in-chief at Government Executive Magazine, writing about the president's comments this week. He did a Q&A with Fast Company on Monday, and you're writing about the defense that he offered for federal employees, rightfully so. Federal government is full of really smart people, true, with a lot of integrity, true, who work really hard, true, and do some incredible stuff, true. And then you go on to write, the problem, he said, is that the government system for purchasing and implementing new technologies has been, in quotes, quoting President Obama, terrible. There are times, Tom, when it's hard to argue with that, but given where the government is right now in the throes of this conversation about what's going on at the Office of Personnel Management, and given what has been the biggest technology problem of his administration, which is healthcare.gov, I'm not sure it's reasonable to point to either one of those and say, well, only if we had bought something else or bought it differently, we wouldn't have this problem. Is that an unreasonable observation on my part, do you think, Tom? Thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. No, I don't think it is unreasonable. That's not to suggest that the procurement system is fine.
And I'm not disagreeing with the president at all. I'm not disagreeing with him on these points, but it's like it's a different topic, it seems to me.
Yeah, but to lay it all at the feet of the procurement system doesn't make a lot of sense. There's much deeper problems. That's just one part of the whole problem government has. And I think implicitly the president is acknowledging this, that there's a problem with the way, fundamentally, with the way government implements technology, and in his mind it starts with the procurement system, but that's not the only problem with it, and it really is a serious issue. You mentioned healthcare.gov, and he mentions healthcare.gov in the interview, and it is certainly the most prominent technology failure in his administration, but there are other ongoing ones. GAO just reported this week about the transformation program at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, which is a disaster on a much bigger scale than healthcare.gov, and is attracting very little notice.
You point out a quote from this Q&A that strikes me as particularly, I don't know what to make of it. Part of what we're doing here, the president says, is to yank government, upgrade it, patch it, and ultimately transform it so that it's responsive and can interface with this new private sector in a much more effective way. And my thought is, how are you going to do that in 18 months?
Yeah, that's a very difficult challenge to do, which is not to suggest that they're not making genuine progress on that front.
Absolutely right.
With things like U.S. Digital Service and 18F at the General Services Administration, these are really changing the way things work in government and have great long-term potential. The question is, will they outlast the administration? They're somewhat contingent on people who are excited to join this administration for 1 to 2 year stints. And there's a big question about what happens after that. Will they be able to sustain the kind of momentum that they're beginning to build?
And will they be able to lay the groundwork for that stuff to stick so that when the people who are coming now for their 1 to 2 year terms leave, that they'll be able to bring other people in, that they'll even have places to bring those other people in? The other issue is the people that they're bringing in for a 1 to 2 year stint will leave in 1 to 2 years. And the people who are planning on sticking around, the career people who may rightfully or not rightfully think that these ideas are a bunch of hogwash, are going to potentially say, oh, that's fine. I'll just do whatever I can to comply with these folks and make it look like I'm going along with what's happening. And then when they're gone, we'll be back to normal. And we've only seen that happen about 28,000 times in government, right, Tom?
It certainly wouldn't be the first time that happened. It is an interesting idea, this notion of saying, let's bring people in to do a stint in government and bring some of their private sector technology experience to bear. And that could be a very interesting ongoing way of bringing some fresh talent into government. But part of me says, I think the reason that they have these people in for 1 to 2 year stints is not because they think 1 to 2 years is optimal, but because that's what they can do under streamlined hiring regulations set by the Office of Personnel Management. So it's not as though this is, I don't think, anyone's great idea that these should be limited to 1 to 2 years, but that's what you can get away with without having to go through a pretty cumbersome hiring process.
Well, I would also argue, Tom, that it's probably not reasonable to expect somebody to come in from one of these really advanced high-tech companies, spend more than a year or two in government, and feel like they're going to be able to really accomplish a whole lot. I mean, I've talked to three people in the last week about the situation with the OPM hack, and these are all people who, within the last 3 to 5 years, had been in the private sector in technology companies. Some of them you know, some of them you might not know. And all three of them said exactly the same thing. I had no idea how bad it was. And not, again, like the president said, not that the people are bad, not that the people aren't capable, but just the volume of stuff that needs reform and replacement and fixing.
Yeah, it's the scale and scope of it is huge, especially in things like cybersecurity. So it's a big challenge, and that's why I wonder whether, you know, having people in for 1 to 2 year stints, that's just got to be one element of it. You really need to start getting the systems overhauled, and if the procurement system is part of the problem, then that needs to be permanently fixed. If the personnel system is part of the problem, then that should be permanently fixed. And that's where I think government continues to run aground, is people just sort of throw up their hands over reforming systems and say, well, there's nothing we can really do about that. And then they just try to do these workarounds over and over again, which can get you short-term results, but then things tend to just revert back to the way they were.
There's another area of this that we haven't discussed yet, and we just have a couple of minutes left, but we need to talk about, because it's an area where the administration, I think, has really tried, and that is money. A lot of these issues are money issues, just flat out, and we saw it with the Internal Revenue Service, with the appropriations bill that moved on IRS this week, that essentially guts a lot of the IT transformation efforts that the IRS wants to make. Now, one can argue for or against whether the IRS has been or would be a good steward of that money. I understand that. But the fact that the shoestrings don't seem to be extended, and that these legacy systems that everybody knows are either problematic or potentially problematic are not able to be addressed, really doesn't help much, does it?
No, it really doesn't. And at the end of the day, money is always a two-edged sword. On one hand, yes, the administration has fought for more funding for certain of these things, and Congress over the years has sometimes not provided adequate funding. And the other side of it is, I think anybody who looks at the system says, if we could stop wasting so much money on so many of these high-profile projects, you could plow that back into upgrades and things like better cybersecurity and better program development and implementation across the board. That's where government really needs to get better.